Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Daytime After Dark. Today we have an awesome guest. And by the way, he is so handsome. Eric. Fellows. He's been on Days of Our Life, NCIS, and NCIS LA, and he's on the Bay also. So let's bring him on.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, my God. Okay, so for this closer here, I sort of had a crush on you. When you were on dates. Okay, fine. Full disclosure, there I said it. My best friend bet me that I couldn't do it. So, there. Yeah, you were so good on dates. And
you
were on it for 2 years, right?
Yeah, I was on it. I was recurring for about two and a half years. Yeah, I came back and forth a handful of times, but predominantly about 2 years, you're right. Yep.
So, how was your experience on dates? Because back then, I mean, before COVID hit, you guys were 6 months ahead. And so, an actor coming into, you know, working on a soap, how was it for you? With the dialogue, remembering everything, and all that.
Well, to be honest, okay, so I'd heard for a number of years, when I first moved to LA, I had auditioned for soaps in New York, but nothing. I got close a few times, and the funny thing was, when I moved to LA, I was kind of trying to stay away from soaps. It wasn't a route that I was really gearing to go after, but I ended up. Testing for One Life to Live, but I didn't want to move back to New York. And then a week later, I ended up booking Days of Our Lives. But I had heard for years that it was strenuous work. Like, you know, you've got to learn a lot of pages a day, sometimes shooting 2 episodes a day. So for me, I went into it sort of nervous because I've heard for years how difficult it was, and if you mess up, they're not too happy with you when you mess up because they like to move. It's like a machine. So I'll tell you what, it was probably the biggest and most rewarding boot camp of acting that I've ever had because it got me prepared pretty much for anything. Not going to lie to you. So once you get like a hang of it, you kind of get with the rhythm and you get to know your character very well. It becomes kind of like second nature. But initially, it was nerve-wracking because they go through it. You only get one take. Possibly 2 takes, and you better nail it because if you don't, that's what you get. So it was a really good, I would say, acting boot camp to teach you to be prepared and to give you the confidence that you wouldn't normally have to be put in that situation. So I'm very grateful for my stint on Days. It actually taught me a lot.
Well, and I'm trying to remember who you were working with a lot on Days. Because it was 2009, okay? So, was this stay-at-home order? I'm lucky if I can remember last week. So, who were you working with a lot?
I worked with, initially I got cast opposite to an actress named Felicia Terrell. She was playing the role of Ariana Hernandez probably for a year.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, and then my second episode when I came back, they had replaced her with an actress named Lindsay Hartley, who used to be on Passions for all those years.
Mm-hmm.
So she took over as Ariana Hernandez, and for the stint that I was on it, I played opposite Lindsay Hartley a lot. I would play Eric Martzoff. I worked with Eric a lot. James Scott. Stefano. I worked with
Back up. How was that? Because working with Zoma Scora, people say it was always intimidating the first time because he was louder than life. And his character was louder than life. I mean, heck, he died 9 times.
I know.
So how was that?
It was, well, you pretty much nailed it right there on the head. He was definitely very intimidating. And the funny part was, he played my boss on the show because the storyline, I kind of was like the henchman that worked underneath him and his son on the show, James Scott. So pretty much I had to work with the two of them quite a bit. But the first time I ever had to work with Joe, I had to actually threaten him in the scene. And it was so scary because it's so funny because
Oh my gosh.
And I'm pointing in his face, and he's not the type of guy that you point in his face. And I, you know, newcomer to the show, I'm like, I'm going to point in this guy's face. But you know what? This played off it really well. He wasn't too scary after that. I didn't see him as a scary guy after that. He respected me and I respected him, and we had a great scene. So I was, the lead up was like, okay, this is a very scary man, even though he actually was really nice. He was extremely nice. And, every time I worked with him, he was a joy to work with. So I had no quarrels with him. I thought he was great.
I mean, working with him, and also if my memory corrects, you were also working with Vaughn Aniston, too?
Yeah. Actually, he was the first.
You were working with Jennifer Aniston's father. See?
Well,
that in
it was
itself
a big deal to me. It was a big deal to me because I was a huge fan of Jennifer Aniston. So working with her father was, like, incredible. I was like, this is it. Is this real? He was super sweet, too, though. He was really nice.
Seems like a nice, guy. I love Victor Stefano. Okay, did too much to the Bravies and the Hotons to take back. So were you on at the same time as my friend Molly Cook, who played Dustin? Were you on it about that time?
What's the name? I'm trying to remember.
Were you on when Wally Cook, who played Dustin Kiriakis?
I know who you're talking about. I don't, because a lot of us, we worked either different days. Some people, so we would be off days, on days. He might have been, but to be honest with you, I never really worked with him, nor had any scenes opposite to him. So I can't actually remember if he was on during that time. But I know who he is, and I know of him for years. But I don't.
Oh yeah, and also another friend of mine on dates is James Reynolds, who plays Abe. So did you get a look with him out? Because both of them are the two most giving actors on dates that doesn't get enough credit, if you ask me.
Yeah, no, I don't think I got to work with him either. And there's nothing better than an actor that's a very giving actor. You know what I mean? Like, if you're gonna take, you have to give back and in return. So I think that's, that goes a long way for an actor on both sides. But no, I didn't get a chance. Unfortunately did not. But they're all wonderful. I will say this: everyone that I worked with on days was, I would say, very incredibly talented, very sweet. Always, from my first couple of days on there, they were very, very, very family-like. You know what I mean? Like, they were very. We felt like a very close knit family, and I got very comfortable there pretty quickly. So they made me feel at home. So I have no reservations about Days of Our Lives at all. It definitely kind of got me started and opened the doors and taught me a lot of lessons as an actor, and to trust myself. and I learned a lot. I just learned from other actors. That's basically how I came up. I watch the things that they do and take little pieces and try to, you know, evaluate that in my own way and build myself as an actor. So I have nothing but respect for anyone who has done daytime television, because it is not easy moving at the pace that they do. And you know, so it's
no,
really respectable.
It's, you know, from all the actors I talk about that are currently on daytime, yeah, it's
yeah.
not easy, especially right now where, you know, we could be headed for another shutdown. So I'm sure they are working overtime to make sure that we don't lose 4 months like we did, because that, Eric, in itself, I thought I was going to die without, General Hospital running on board. Thank God there were Days of Our Life, because that was the only soap that gave us the whole time because of the 6 months. I think now they can't do that because they came back in September and they were almost out of shows. So now I'm like thinking, oh gosh, if we have a shutdown, we are in trouble in the daytime mode. But, okay, I'm really jealous of your acting career just because looking at your resume, in itself, you've been on, and I want to know what your experience about NCIS LA, because is my favorite show in the whole wide world. Chris O'Donnell, hello. Yes.
Well, I'll tell you this. Growing up, I was an LL Cool J fan, even though he goes by Todd Smith, which is his real name. When I found out that I booked a guest star on the show and I was going to be working opposite to LL, and the scenes that we were doing were very intimate, because we were like trapped in a box together underground. Yeah. So he's a big guy too. Like, he's not small. Like, he's a, you know, he's 6'2", 250. So he's a big, he's like a football player. And, you know, when I first met him, because they always, you know, they always shoot him to make him look a little, appear a little bit smaller on screen. But he's a big guy. And, you know, growing up listening to his music, it's very interesting to flash forward all these years later and the fact that I'm working with him. And then, further than that, being trapped in a box underground with him. So it was a unique experience. I had he was nothing but sweet to me. Very, 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 very giving guy. Everyone on set was, they were really, from the casting to the production, I just remember having a great time. They treated me great. I got to, play a very emotional character who ends up kind of, it's been years now, but I end up dying in the scene. But, like, it was really emotional for LL and, like, the whole situation, because we were in, like a 8x8 box. And we had to perform this whole scene together underground. And we were Navy SEALs partners. And it's flashback stuff to bring him kind of back to the situation that was happening in the episode with the girl that was kidnapped and buried underground. So it was bringing flashbacks to what happened with me losing his partner back when he was a Navy SEAL. So I had a great experience. It was a great acting piece to work with him, and I'm forever grateful for that. But that's awesome that that's your favorite show, because it was a great time. You know, anything NCIS, NCIS Los Angeles, I constantly watch reruns, all that stuff all the time. It's one of those shows you can't get sick of.
Wow.
Yeah,
I mean, I know you also did NCIS New York, was 2007, seemed like a lifetime ago.
Oh,
so,
no.
You know, you could be the guy who does all the NCIS thing, and then Chicago Fire and Med and PD to hire you.
Hey.
Only because then I can see you on my TV. It's all about my selfish motives right now, and I will admit that. And okay, you, like I mentioned, you are really Here's some. Okay.
Oh,
the fact that you got to be in a video with Jennifer Lopez playing her love interest, Catherine McBee playing her love interest.
Yes.
Okay, Lindsay Lohan. Okay. That's not, you know, like a normal day.
That was a long time ago. How
was that?
Yeah. That was, it was interesting. I actually just, I think I just answered this question like yesterday for something else. And I was modeling when I first got to LA. I was getting into acting. So I was doing commercials and print work and campaigns and stuff like that. But they started sending me in for music videos, you know, and I never really thought about, oh, I'm going to do a music video. That's cool. I mean, I would always would have loved to have worked, you know, opposite the caliber of musicians that I got to work with and, you know, the female artists. And the fact that, you know, initially the first thing I ever booked was a Britney Spears music video, but it was for her video, My Prerogative, but it didn't work out. There was some conflict that went on during the casting part. So I ended up not doing the video, but a week later, I ended up booking my first music video with Dido, the singer Dido back in the day. And then from music video Rampage, and then Lindsay Lohan, and then I got Catherine McPhee. Actually, I got Jennifer Lopez, then Catherine McPhee, but I shot them both at the same time. So I shot like Catherine McPhee or Jennifer Lopez's video within this 1 week. I shot both videos within the 5-day period. So I shot the first 3 days, like Monday through Wednesday, with Jennifer Lopez, and then Thursday and Friday I shot with Catherine McPhee. And it was just very interesting. I just was on like a music video rampage, I guess, for a while. And working with Jennifer was, I mean, she's an icon. So that was...
Oh, God, yeah.
It's crazy. I have to say, you know, growing up, you know, and then her being Selena, playing Selena, you know, I was, my mom, my grandmother, they were all huge fans of hers. And then I became, you know, a big fan of Jennifer and always watched everything in her, you know, everything she's done. And then the fact that I got cast to play her love interest, then I will say the first time I've really been intimidated by anyone was the first day on set with her. But then it gradually went away throughout the day, and then I became like where we spoke a lot and we got to hang out and talk for 3 days of shooting. But I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I was definitely like, oh, this is Jennifer Lopez. So, we had a really cool time. Actually, everyone I've worked with, it's always – most of the people I've ever worked with, we've had a great time. I've learned a lot from each and every one of them. And, I would say, I mean, she's iconic. So to this day, I still – people always freak out. They're like, you worked with Jennifer Lopez? I'm like, yeah. So – and Catherine McPhee is beautiful, and we had a great shoot when we – you know, I kind of ran into her, spoke to her throughout the years. I haven't seen her in a long time, so – everyone seems, you know, everyone's doing really well, so. Yeah, so it was
fun. So, your career right now is probably on the fast track of, you know, going everywhere because you have so much stuff in post-production right now, like Venice Squad, Blood, Love is in the Air. So basically, you have to come back and promote it. So,
I will be back. I will be back. Well, I'll tell you this, though. I do, actually, just something that just came out, just so I could, I'll do a little plug real quick. Just so, and if you want to check it out, I have a movie that just came out December 1st that's on VOD and all the streaming platforms. It's called Break Even. And it's kind of it's an action film. It's like a fun, adventurous action film. It's very sexy, very much like a smaller version of Fast and Furious kind of meets Into the Blue. So with some wonderful actors I play alongside, and I play the role of Dash. He's kind of like this crazy, kind of like all like kind of like quirky, crazy guy who's down on his luck. And it's about four friends who end up finding $50 million in the bottom of the ocean when we go diving. So we end up getting, you know, hunted down by the corrupt DEA and the drug lord. So it's a fun, fast-paced movie for anyone who's into that type of genre. So that just came out less than a week ago. So that's my newest film that just came out, and I think people actually would find it a lot of fun. And yeah, a lot of stuff going on. But yeah, I just had to throw that in there because
oh my gosh,
the newest
you do,
film
and
yeah,
I mean, wow, you really do, and I cannot wait for you to come back because the what's in the can for you right now, it looks like, is The Gift Host, The Thirst of Christ, Venice, God, L.A., you know, Zero Road. I mean, you have like five or six stuff in post-production. And so,
you
which
know,
is really...
You got to keep working. You got to keep working, right?
Yeah, and I know I will probably be in trouble if I don't ask you about the Bay, because originally you were supposed to come on talking about the Bay, and I know that people, I will talk to them about the Bay, don't worry. But how has your experience been on a web series like the Bay, where the Bay is giving us, you know, what's the name call it? You know, soaps. I mean, we get to see
right.
a lot of the old soap actors and new ones like you come on and do a show like The Bay. It's so exciting, so groundbreaking. You know,
yeah,
people
well, you know,
can.
The first show that broke through, they're the first show that broke through from the digital drama series. And, you know, everyone initially, when I first came onto the show, Gregory brought me onto the show, which I'm very grateful for because, you know, we've made a family out of the Bay for many years now. And I got to work with some people that I used to work or some friends from Days of Our Lives, and actually a lot of friends from different avenues, from movies that I've done, from other shows. So we've actually become like a really close family. It's created kind of like, yeah, very, very close family, like brothers and sisters, people that, you know, I talk to them, you know, majority of them all the time. It's been wonderful. We, you know, it's progressed through the years. It's, you know, it's done very well as far as, you know, accolades and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm very happy for everyone that's a part of it, and Gregory and Christos and, you know, everyone that's, you know, initially started The Bay and their company, and it's where it's progressed to now, and the people that we've brought onto the show, like Vivica Fox and Sean Patrick Flannery, and, you know, we get to work with a lot of really, really talented actors, and, you know, I get to Alicia Willis, who plays my girlfriend on the show, Jade Harlow, my friend Brittany Underwood, literally Eric Nelson. I could go on and on and on and on and on. Like, they're all very close to me, and we've become family, so it's a very comfortable vibe, and we've done very well, and I'm very proud of everyone that's a part of it and proud of the show.
Okay, and also, you are on My Dollar Ransom. And it
My
looks
Ransom,
like
yeah.
it's, it might be on tonight. From
oh,
what I'm
it?
Looking at, I could be wrong, people, but that's what IMDb is telling me it's on Lifetime tonight.
Let's see. Well, if it's telling you it's on Lifetime, then it's on Lifetime.
Well, yeah. I know. So, okay. I'm a Lifetime junkie. Okay.
Ooh.
So, how
okay.
scary is this movie? Okay, because, okay, I have this bad thing about seeing really good but scary Lifetime movies at like 2 a.m., which is a big mistake on my part. So, can you give me
you
a hint?
Nightmares?
How like from 1 to 10
or
so I see it during the day
scary. I wouldn't say it's that scary. It's more like a thriller. I play opposite to Scotty Thompson and Matt Pollenkamp, and then also Lucas Kerr. He did a fantastic job as playing the villain. Actually, you know, the cast was really well casted. And, you know, Doug, who directed it, did a really, really great job directing it as well. I mean, I wouldn't say it's scary. It's just more like a suspense thriller. Some people might find it scary. I didn't think it was scary. It was more like intense. It was like, you know, on the move. is very, you know, you felt very angst watching it, but it wasn't scary. It was more like building up to what could happen. I think you'll like it. If you haven't seen it yet, I definitely think you should check it out. It's a different type of Lifetime movie. It's shot differently too, and you'll see the way the cinematography on it is quite different than most Lifetime films. They did a really good job capturing like the moments, and like she's on the run a lot, so they capture a lot of that with Steadicam. It's actually really cool. It's well shot.
Well,
I think you'll like it.
Yeah, and I am totally gonna record it. And before I let my co-host on, because if I don't, I will pay dearly. So with this quarantine, and you are in LA right now, right? Oh, California, right?
Yeah.
Okay, how is it bill for you guys? Because I'm in Seattle, and we really haven't been off the stay-at-home order since February.
Right. Well,
so how is it? Because I guess they put new restrictions for California today. So what are the restrictions, and do you know what the restrictions are right now?
I feel like they keep changing. I'm trying to just live my life. You know what I mean? Like we have to be safe, and we have to, you know, be very cautious of other people. And we don't want anyone to get sick.
Of course, yeah.
But I actually just came off of another movie called Divorce Bait, a romantic comedy. I just finished actually a couple of days ago. We've been working, you know, I mean, I was working leading into it. I finished a series called Purgatory right before the lockdown. I was in Armenia shooting, and I came back, and then we were in the house for quite a while. Going a little stir crazy, but we traveled as well. You know, I went to Mexico for my birthday in October, and you know, we're just being cautious, trying to respect people. But you know, there does come a point where we have to figure things out, because you know, as a country, we do need to live still. And you know, because unfortunately, you know, the longer you sit in your house and this and that and the other, and we don't come up with resolutions, and we keep locking down, you know, nothing gets resolved that way. So I'm praying that something shortly comes and kind of saves the day here. You know, going into 2021, we want to start it out strong. We don't want to start it out being kind of feeling trapped. And you know, and there's a lot of opinions out there. So you know, the politics thing I kind of try to stay away from. But as far as quarantine goes, me and my family, we just try to stay as healthy as possible. We try to respect people and live our lives, because this shall too pass. We do have to move on, else we can't continue if we give up. So we have to keep fighting, but we do have to be cautious. But yeah, you know what I mean?
I mean, totally, but for all those bad people that have bad immune systems like me, it almost feels like I'm grounded at 15 again, and for once, I didn't do anything wrong. Is this,
right.
I mean, and I can tell you, and I've asked all the actors that came on here, so with this quarantine and when you were at home, do you find yourself going into the kitchen more than ever, or were you staying out of it?
Initially, it definitely was in the kitchen a lot. But the cool thing is that my fiance, she purchased 3 electric bikes for me, herself, and my stepson. And we actually have just been hopping on the bikes and kind of going for rides every day to keep ourselves busy and out of the house, so we're not going stir crazy. So that was like a miracle. The fact that she was like, we're going to get some electric bikes, and then we just fell in love with them. And we just get out of the house. We go for rides for like an hour, and we come back. And the more complacent you are inside the house, there's only so much TV you can watch. There's only so much binge watching you can do. So eventually you do got to like go get exercise and, you know, breathe the air, because, you know, there's nothing worse than just sitting in a room for hours upon hours. You'll go a little crazy. So, but yeah, I was putting on some little bit of weight, you know, a little bit of dad weight for a minute. But I've got it under control now.
Well, I mean, That's great. So I'm going to bring you on my co-host because if I don't, the two guys are going to be mad at me for life, for at least to the end of the week. So let me bring on David first. Hey, David.
Okay. David.
Hi, Eric. How you doing?
I'm good, my man. How are you doing?
I'm doing nice. I'm down here in Florida. Down here in Florida, all these storms and threats. I'm doing nice.
Oh, man. Is it bad?
So, I'm here, man. Well, it's good now. You had cool for coming through.
Okay.
So, but
okay.
Nice and sunny and hot. So,
oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. What part of Florida? What part of Florida are you in?
I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Nice. Yeah, I know. It's beautiful down there. I used to go to Miami back in the day quite a bit. I miss it. It's been years.
Yeah, I live about half hour away from Miami, so close. Yeah,
Miami's beautiful.
Yeah, I agree. I've been there a long time. So I'm enjoying it. Well, I'm crazy with COVID and being, I'm going crazy with COVID and being not able to be contained, but I'm doing right. So.
All right, man. Well, yeah, stay safe. Stay safe, and I know that, I feel like each city's been hit kind of hard. LA's been hit quite hard, and I know Florida got hit quite hard. New York, obviously. So yeah, stay safe, man. You know, but you gotta get some fresh air and stuff. It's nice, you know, nice to breathe the fresh air and feel like a human, you know.
Yeah, I am. Okay, we not working. We like to do for fun. We not working.
Well, not working. Well, I used to play quite a bit of basketball. Believe it or not, I actually grew up playing basketball before I even got into acting. So, and then my stepson got into basketball for a bit. So we were playing basketball for a little bit. Recently, like I said, it's always changed. I mean, gosh, we've been riding these electric bikes, man. So I've been getting a lot of exercise, even though I know it's electric, I get a little extra boost from the electric bike, but we've been riding the bike, hikes, we go on walks a lot. Used to love going to the movie theater. That was a big thing we used to do every week, a couple, maybe twice a week. I love going to see movies, but, you know, there's no more theaters right now. We swimming a little bit in the backyard. You know, whatever's available for us to do, we do. We travel a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Even during
the
time, we traveled a bit. We were in Tulum and Playa del Carmen, but we were there during the hurricanes, too, so it was kind of scary, but. Me and my family, we travel a lot. We like to see different places and venture out, try different foods. So we try to stay busy, man. We never try to stay too complacent for too long. So a lot of traveling. A lot of just spending time with the family, man. Just chilling whenever I'm not working.
Okay. Speaking of movies, what's your favorite go-to movie you watch over and over again? Do I have favorite movie you watch over and over again? What's your favorite movie? Your go-to movie that you just watch over and over again?
Oh, that's a movie I can watch over and over again. Well, my favorite movie of all time is Stand By Me from 1986.
Oh, that movie. Yeah,
that's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, God, that movie.
Yeah.
Mine, too.
Yeah, I mean, River Phoenix back in the day, bless him, Jerry O'Connell. I mean, that was, for me, you know, when that movie came out, I was six. It was 1986. So, yeah, I was 6 years old. So that was, like, very, very nostalgic to think about it. You know, even when I watch it to this day, it's always been my favorite movie. I've stuck by it. And it's my favorite song. The song. I would say other films, Wedding Crashers, I love. Oh, God, man, there's so many movies. Oh, I just rewatched a movie I watched a billion times when I was younger called Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, great movie.
I love Weekend at Bernie's. We just watched it the other day for the first time in years. Field of Dreams, I love. I like The Bodyguard. I got so many movies. I love The Bodyguard. Something About Mary's great. I actually like all genres. So I'm not just too picky towards one genre. I actually watch romantic comedies. I'm kind of a cheeseball. So I'm actually all over the map, but my favorite movie of all time is Stand By Me.
I can watch over and over again. That'll be the drivers.
Goonies is a good one.
Yeah, that one too. Yeah. My favorite
Pretty
Woman movie is Psycho. I'm a big Alfred Hitchcock fan. Alfred Hitchcock. I love Psycho.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I haven't seen Psycho in forever, man.
I watched that movie over. I think I've seen it about a million times and watched over and over again. Now I get tired of it.
Black and white movies. There's just certain movies, man, that you can just watch on repeat. Just kind of like the, we can watch Friends, the show Friends, literally every day of our lives. We can watch the same episode two times in a row and not even phase us.
Yeah.
It's just certain shows and movies that you can just watch forever.
Yeah, I love horror movies. I'm a big horror fan, so I love action. I love all kind of movies, actually, but horror is my favorite. Horror. No time movies. But it was nice talking to you. Thanks for listening to my question.
Absolutely, man. It was a pleasure. And stay safe down there, okay?
Yeah, I am. Well, y'all welcome to come back anytime.
I
hope you talk to you
again. I would love to come back.
Of course he will come back because it will break Holly's heart if he doesn't come back, see?
100%.
Okay. And, David, I'm going to put Bobby on. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, how's it going? What's going on?
I'm doing fine. Now, I have a question. When you was on Days, did you get a chance to work with the original Gabby when she was like a teenager? Not the current one, but the one that was on before that, Gabrielle Rodriguez?
No. I know exactly who you're talking about, but no. There's so many storylines on the show. No, I did not, but I know who you're talking about. Never crossed paths with them. It's been so many years now. I'm trying to think. The main people that I worked with is, Eric Martsoff, Lindsay Hartley, James Scott, Phil Mazzallo, John Aniston. Who else did I work with? There's so many people. I'm trying to think. They were the main ones I worked with on a consistent basis. And then there was, people that would pop in and out of the scene. But those are the main people. But, no, I never got a chance to. Everybody was great on the show.
Because I know one person that was on at your time, Molly Burnett.
Used to play Melanie. I forgot to mention Molly. I worked with Molly, yeah. Actually,
yeah.
I tried to kill Molly. But, Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm always talking about football on Twitter or politics with her, but I try to stand away from the politics stuff because I've also seen some of the tweets that Martha Madison put out about politics before. And she had talked about it on her podcast a few times, but I try best to avoid the politics part when it comes to some of these stars doing that.
Yeah, it's a tough conversation sometimes. You know what I mean? Because unfortunately, right now we're dealing with a lot of opinions, and it's not worth building animosity or losing friendships over it. So you just you take everything with for face value to a certain extent, and you just you maybe keep politics away from it because at the end of the day. There's nothing stronger than having strong family and strong friendships. There's no reason to allow the negativity to come into your life and destroy that. So, but Molly was great. No, I worked with Molly. Yes, I worked with Molly. She was wonderful.
It's too bad that you couldn't just gone to General Hospital back in August when Lindsay Hartley was filling in for Kelly Monaco over there because that would have been a great reunion.
Well, what's kind of funny is that. Funny enough, I've been so close to get General Hospital over the years, so many times. I think I've auditioned for General Hospital and been up for General Hospital more times than anything in the 18 years that I've been here. And always so close. And I love Teschner. Mark Teschner is fantastic. He always thinks of me and brings me in. The last time I was very close and it didn't happen. But speaking of Kelly Monaco, the funny thing is, way back in the day, an ex-girlfriend of mine used to live, we're neighbors with her, and they were very, very good friends. She actually used to coach me on my audition before I would go into GH. She probably doesn't even remember this, but we're talking 15, 16 years ago. She used to coach me before she would go into work and before I go audition at the same studios, which is kind of funny. Mm-hmm. So I used to know Kelly back in the day. And, I would love to be on GH. it just never worked out so far. But you know, I know all those guys over there. They're all cool people.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's kind of unfortunate that you didn't work with Lindsay when she went over to All My Children when that was based in L.A. during the last 2 years of the ABC run, because
yeah, I know.
That would have been a good reunion. But it's great to, have a chance to talk to you, and you're welcome back, and stay safe. And
absolutely.
I just hope that that don't shut everything down in California, because I can't look at the flashback episodes of some of these shows, especially Days, to look back at some of your episodes or some of the episodes
right.
when Allison Sweeney was on there all the time versus
yeah.
seeing her in Home and Channel movies or every now and then on Days these days.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the something gets, you know, some resolution comes to fruition very soon, man, because, you know, there's only so much longer we can stay in this kind of like dark sort of like circle that we're dealing with. So, you know, we just gotta pray, mm-hmm. man. Just hope that hope God takes
yeah.
care of us and we move forward, man. So I send you all the prayers, buddy, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I hope that Governor Newsom doesn't shut down the acting industry again like he did back earlier this spring, because seeing those reruns going into February and March will be probably hard to understand after putting up with it during the summer. But you take care
yeah.
and you have a good day and come back to the show. Well,
I would love to.
You're welcome back
so
to this
much.
Show anytime.
Oh, you're awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you. And you have a great day too,
all right.
man.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I know that I told you, you know, it would be a half an hour. Well, okay, I apologize. It was probably my fault. That
no,
it was like almost 45 minutes. I am so sorry, but blame
no,
it on me.
You guys were awesome. You guys were so sweet, and I appreciate all the questions and stuff. Like, you guys were very sweet. I would love to come back sometime.
Well, yeah, and also, please tell your friends on the Bay about the show, because we welcome everyone on the Bay to come on here. So,
okay.
you know. Just,
I will, absolutely.
Yep, and please come back when all your other movies come out, and please keep in touch with me on Facebook or Twitter, and let me know when they come out so you can talk about them.
I absolutely will. You've been so sweet.
Okay, have a great day.
You too. Have a good one. Be safe.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. That was a great interview, and as always, you do a good job with these interviews, and you've been doing great during this pandemic.
I do a good job, right? I mean...
And...
I just want
to
say that, you know, David had to
go.
David had to go.
Okay, I understand.
You know,
his ride
was there. Yeah, so it's just me and you.
Okay.
Tomorrow night, everyone. I'm excited more than anything. My TV husband will be on this very show. And yes, got it, people.
What time is that?
Zay Eddie Peck is back on Daytime After Dark.
What time is that?
And since we had to, you know, he has stuff to do. It will be a late show at 7:30. It's 10:30 our time. So I'm hoping, Bobby, you can stay up for a little while.
Okay. I don't mind doing that because... I just hope we don't have in mind for 2 hours like we did 2 weeks ago, where I start falling asleep halfway through the interview when I see the clock saying 12 where I am.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know,
please wake me up in the event that you have me in this position and I'm snoring tomorrow night if I fall asleep in the middle of it. I mean,
exactly, and, you know, I mean,
I
usually
try
to make my interview. views early, but you know, when it comes to my hubby, TV hubby, you know, anything for him, he knows that. So, yeah, and really anything for him, because he's my hero, my guardian angel, and he's always giving me great advice. So, yeah, and before we go, I want to say three things. Okay, yes, we had a very bad game yesterday, Seahawks fans.
Fortunately, here in
I'm
North Carolina,
surprised.
Yeah,
I'm surprised. I still have a voice, but I promise say, Eddie, I wouldn't scream that much because of the fact that he was coming on Tuesday. But I just want to say that everyone, hope is not lost here. Quit thinking the season is over for us. When we just lost, hold on, let me look, because it pissed me off yesterday to know, and Bobby, so right now, we are 8-4. Okay. A lot of the other teams cannot say that. Okay, and right now we are in second place. The Rams, and the Seahawks are tied. So don't tell me this season is over. Do not even say that to me. Are you going to get your receiver number bonus, please? Because the Seahawks are coming, and they are coming for everyone, and let's see.
Carly, I'm not worried about the Seahawks season. I'm worried about what happens if they meet Pittsburgh or Kansas City in the Super Bowl. That's my biggest fear because they're just doing pretty good, and I'm not sure we're going to get the Pittsburgh-Washington game in our market because we didn't get the Giants Seahawks game or the Cardinals-Rams game because we had an earlier game in the afternoon. There was wrestling on at about the same time that the Seahawks game was on the other day.
I hate that when that happens, but, okay, I just want to say our next game is on the Zest, New York Zest, right? New York, right? Yeah. New York Zest, we are playing, and I think we are playing that game home. I think we are home for it. I'm hoping we are home, even though we all was home yesterday. It really didn't help us being home. And I wanted to say, don't be hard on, we are home next week. Okay. Don't be hard on our players. We played our hearts out. Yeah, we were not perfect yesterday. But, okay, we have one of the best numbers in the league. So, quit panicking, Seahawks fans. And another thing, okay, the clown in the White House, I'm ready to go. Put my TV and sting on him. You know, can he just conceive like a normal person?
Right.
I mean, come on. This is crazy.
And now Giuliani
got bullshit.
And now Giuliani got it. And I mean, I trust Rudy Giuliani being a mayor during 9/11 and all, but I don't think working for him was a good idea to begin with. He should have just ran for president and just form his own cabinet, Rudy Giuliani.
And when I heard Giuliani got the virus yesterday, I will be honest, I didn't feel sorry for him. No, the way he's been treating Biden, the way he did the press conference with his hair there going down his face. You know, Giuliani, yeah, may have got us through 9/11. But, the moment he traded in his soul and his moral compass for Trump was the day he lost the respect of the American people. Do you agree
right.
with me on that?
I agree. And it's a good thing I live in North Carolina, not New York, and didn't vote for him I would have voted for him during 9/11, but what I'm saying is if he had ran for president and had somebody besides Trump, I would have been probably much understanding about it. And I've seen so many laughing emojis about on Facebook about Giuliani getting this, just like the Trumps got it. And I think some people can say it's a good thing. Some people might say it's a bad thing. Others might say just pray for him. But bottom line is just don't wish somebody death, because I got in trouble for wishing our governor death on one of the news channel Facebook page. But luckily, they gave me a warning as opposed to banning me.
Exactly, and right now we are on a stay-at-home order again, and what about you?
Well, right now the coronavirus coming up. Michael was telling Eric, and where things are in California, the worst here I am is for daytime to once again replace my repeat. And that's going to be probably look at because when I look at some of the shows that are on daytime, like The Price is Right right now, there's no way you can probably get the rights. Even if you got the rights to the Bob Barker episodes, it would be impossible because most of them are now on the Pluto Network, which is a streaming network. So it would be hard to get the Bob Barker Price Right episode to replay if we go on another shutdown where we have reruns like we did before for daytime.
Well, exactly. And so we are going to end the show for today, but we are back tomorrow night. So everyone have a good day. Enjoy the review. Listen to Dr. Fauci. Tune off the TV if Trump comes on.
And
Ross Center Hospital. And one more comment. I love Michael and Willow. And I want Brando and Sasha together.
Right.
So
right. I have a lot of things to talk about. I wish we could talk about now about about what happened with Lulu and what happened with Julian and everything else.
Well,
but,
I like how Michael and Willow are, and this is the first girlfriend of Michael's that has not lied to him or
died.
Okay, so I love them together. And I like Brando and Sasha together. So, okay, people, we are ending the show, but have a great day. And we will be back tomorrow night, 7:30
right.
West Coast, 10:30 East Coast, with the Yeti Pack.
Okay. Good night. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.